Look, learn, and then leave. Look, learn, and then leave. We will seek to, as much as the Lord allow, as a theme for next few weeks, Sundays, in the book of Joshua, more in particular, chapters 3 and 4, we mentioned on watch night that we would spend some time here as we tapped into it and dipped into it literally almost. Watch night. Our theme for these next couple of Sundays, similar but not the same, will be putting your best foot forward. Amen. Putting your best foot forward. Now, I ask that you come out and pray, because I'll tell you right now, I'm not a motivational speaker. Motivational speaker, somebody just put a whole lot of words together, make you feel good because they sound good, but they don't help you live good. So we trust in God, but not for a compilation of words that are sounding good, but trust that he would provide for us a means to walk after his son in a way that pleases him. In any measure, however, of success or similar scene of prosperity. When I say prosperity, I don't mean money. Amen. Don't get that, you know, mixed up. To prosper means to not only wealth, but not in terms of dollars, but means to have good success. Yeah. And most places that achieve that, it comes about by having communication that is frugal. That means that not just talking, but it seems it conveys that which people understand and that they follow. Amen. You know, you can have all kinds of posters and all kinds of placards and all kinds of themes and all that, but if people don't do what the things say, well, it ain't nothing but paper and words. And so it is something, because we serve a God of order. I don't know why people think because we fall out and run down the aisles and jump up and down, which I all do that. I do that too. Amen. You know, I holler and amen. And because I've heard something that he said, or I remember something that he did. If you just do that because you want attention, well, you're going to wear yourself out. But I said it because we lose this fact that we serve a God of order. Amen. When he created the heavens and the earth, see, he didn't just throw it out there. He could have did that. It still would have came out right. But he gave us a semblance of how he works in certain scenarios. And again, we have 7 days. Ain't that right? And it was done in a fashion. Everything God did, he said it is good. And he said it is good, not just because he did it, but because the way he did it. And that everything he did was not only to be what he wanted it to be, but it was going to work the way he wanted it to work. And anytime something does not do that in terms of God, then it is no good. Because it's not about the out aesthetics of a thing. It's about the intricacy and the essence of it, that it accomplishes what it's supposed to be. Yes. And that's part of God's order. He's a God of order. Yes. And so part of that, and some of that, saints, we can see in this book of Joshua here. And just because we're not going to go all the way, we ain't going back to Egypt, you know, coming back up. No, we're not. But we do want to get an understanding here, so we have some semblance of what we're seeking to find out. That God brought his people out of Egypt. Amen. And he delivered them. He redeemed them from under the power of Pharaoh and Pharaoh's gods. And God, in an orderly fashion, systematically demonstrated that he is the Lord. Amen. It's like Jehovah. Yes. the I am. That's right. He's the I am, and what you're worshiping is not the is. Y'all didn't get that. See, he's the I am, that he's the self-existing God. But what the Egyptians worshiped were idols, lies, falsehoods, vanity, and whatever they worshiped did not possess that which can keep them from the true and the living God. And so he brought them out and demonstrated that. And so we know, again, he called Moses, and Moses was used as the intermediary to lead the people across the desert. And of course, we know that the folks, again, as they went through the wilderness, that some, because of ultimate unbelief, found themselves not able to go into the promised land. Yes, sir. And not only that, but Moses lost his place. He didn't lose his salvation, but he lost the opportunity to go over with the people. Yes, sir. Amen. He got out of order. Yes, sir. You see, let me just kind of, see, you might see God give somebody 10 chances. Uh-huh. But for your calling, you only get one. So you can't look at somebody else and say, my God, God is, he's long suffering. You figure you can do what they did and you're going to get the grace that they got. Uh-huh. Moses' accountability level was higher. Yes. Because of his calling. Yes. And because he forgot. He forgot. Amen. Listen to me. You can't let people get on your nerves.
All right. Amen.
See, watch it. See, this is what happened. See, God got his people. And he know us. Right? He know us. And the time when you need to be, you know, we the rebuke and, you know, this reproving of the word and all that. But at the end of the day, they got people, right? So in certain instances, you got to be careful because you can't talk to them like he can. You follow what I'm saying? You can't talk to them like he, you see, because then you done got out of order. You know, so Moses, one day, he just lost it. You know, he's supposed to just talk to the rock, let the water come out.
Right.
One Sunday, he got out of the wrong side of the rock. Yeah. He might not have ate his manna that morning. And he told the people off. And God said, "Nah, all that Moses did, all that leading, wait a minute, he was the meekest man on the earth. That what the Bible say? And he was the meekest man on the earth, but he got out of order that one time, and God said, you can't go into the promised land. Now, you can get on the top, look out over it, but you can't go in. Amen. See, praise God. He was still saved. And when Jesus came and walked the earth, y'all know what happened. Moses and Elijah, and both of them got in trouble. That's right. Elijah got in trouble, too, messing around with the people. That's right. He tried to change churches. Ain't that right? He tried to change churches. He went from a mega church to an underground church.